Listen, people, my name's John. I'm the co-host of Jefferson Liberty Radio. I'm a full share owner in Forgotten Liberty Media. That makes me the press. And I need to tell you people what's going on, not only in California, but in the state of Jefferson movement as a whole. I usually listen to a program called Jefferson State of Mind that's broadcast on Sunday mornings. Anyone familiar with the State of Jefferson movement will be familiar with that show and the folks who appear on it, namely the host of that show, Terry Raposa, and Mark Baird. The things that I'm going to tell you today are my opinions. They are not the opinions of my partners in Forgotten Liberty Media, nor are they the opinions of the other hosts or members of the Jefferson Liberty Radio podcast team. I would urge you, however, to subscribe to our podcast. Again, that's Jefferson Liberty Radio. We are the voice of liberty in the Central Valley. I would also ask you to like and follow our Facebook page, Jefferson Liberty Radio, and our Forgotten Liberty Media Facebook page. If you're seeing this video, you already subscribed to me on YouTube. But please subscribe to me on YouTube at OMS Racing 32 on Twitter. And I'll keep you informed as much as I can. I am a commercial driver. I don't have time to make videos a lot of the time. You can see my rants and raves on my personal Facebook page. I might put a link to that later. Here's what's going on now that's really got me frustrated. While I agree the state of California is too large to govern, while I also agree that the state of California needs to be split into smaller states, I do not agree with the way the state of Jefferson movement ostracizes folks, says their ideas are bad ideas, insists on their path as being the only true and correct path. Terry Raposa, and I will name him by name because I can back my facts up via the archived episodes of his show, Jefferson State of Mind, says blatantly that the senators and assembly people in the New California movement are not elected. They are self-appointed. And he has an issue with that. Well, I take personal issue with his issue in that, and I'm going to call the man a hypocrite. He has no honor and no integrity. He speaks out of both sides of his mouth very frequently. I was a board member of an organization known as Stanislaus Concerned Citizens up until the point that Terry Raposa, as a leader in the State of Jefferson movement, put his fingers in our organization and decided that the public election that we were going to have for our Jefferson committee to send delegates to the Jefferson State Constitutional Conventions wasn't the way he wanted to do it. He subsequently told the president of our board that that wasn't going to happen. We were not allowed to have that election. Therefore, the delegates from Stanislaus County were appointed by the leader of the Stanislaus County Committee. And this has been the process for all the other county committees. These people are self-appointed as well, and they were never voted on. So for Mr. Raposa to sit on his radio station, his show on KNCR, Jefferson State of Mind, yesterday, the 25th of May, and claim in the year 2018 that New California is bogus because they self-appoint is hypocritical. The man has no honor, he has no integrity, and he knows every constitutional delegate in the state of Jefferson Convention has been appointed, self-appointed by those committees in those counties. No votes from the people or the voters in those counties. That's wrong. The second thing that's wrong is the state of Jefferson leadership, Mark Baird and Terry Raposa, will tell you that they're doing something, that they're doing something real with this Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit. Let's make it very clear that the state of Jefferson, that the named people involved in the state of Jefferson as plaintiffs on that case are not the only plaintiffs on that case. We have so many people that aren't even in the state of Jefferson movement that are named parties to that case. So that's not just a state of Jefferson case, number one. Number two, that case has to do with federal, or that case has to do with how these people feel about the state representation ratios. While the Jefferson movement has approached the state executive branch and the state legislature for redress of that grievance, they have, to my knowledge, never filed a representation case in the California state courts. Therefore, filing in the federal court is in the wrong jurisdiction. The state court has never had the opportunity to make a determination whether the representation ratios we have in California are unconstitutional or not. I'm not arguing that our representation ratios are adequate, because they're not. And I'm the one that said on multiple occasions, even to the state of Jefferson movement, that their numbers and their ratios when talking about this issue were off and needed to be corrected. The fact that one assembly person in California is representing 500,000 people and one senator in the state is representing 1,000,000 people, it is an issue. But let's address this as our state senators. Our state senators shouldn't be electing numbers of persons. They should be representing counties, okay? Just as the federal senators represent states, we should have two senators per county. There's 58 counties in California. That would give us 116 state senators. We should have one representative for approximately 160,000 people maximum in the state of California. The executive branch cannot give us that. Petitioning the executive branch is not going to repair representation in this state. The legislature could through a constitutional amendment, but the state of Jefferson movement will not tell you that our representation ratios are constitutionally held at 80 assemblymen and 40 senators in the legislative articles of the California Constitution. If the legislature won't pass an amendment to that article of the Constitution through our petition of them, we do have other avenues in which we can adjust our state constitution through ballot initiative. But Jefferson's not really motivated, honestly, and they're not motivated to be of high moral integrity or honor on this subject. They simply want the state of Jefferson, and will have said they will settle at nothing less. And to be quite honest with you all, that can be proven through Mark Baird's constant comparison of state Senate representation at 1 million to the federal House of Representation average representation of 750,000, where he says our state senators representing 1 million people is unacceptable. Well, you're not comparing state senators and federal senators, Mr. Baird. You're comparing federal senators or state senators to federal assembly people. And the simple fact is, the California State Assembly member represents 500,000 people. One California State Assembly man represents less people than the state of Wyoming's House of Representative member. So you cannot sit there and compare the state of California senators to the United States House of Representatives members, because it's an invalid argument. It's disingenuous. And all you people do is ask for more money for the lawsuit that's in the wrong jurisdiction. All you people do is give out this little tidbit of information and then beg for money for a lawsuit that's in the wrong jurisdiction. I don't necessarily agree with Judge Mueller. I do agree that we have lack of representation, but it's our fault we have lack of representation, because we won't stand up and do what's needed to be done. And you men that keep professing that you're doing something, you're spinning your wheels and you're doing nothing. You're doing nothing but talking and hyping yourself while you take money from people's pockets and talk about, insinuate that it's now time that we take things into our hands and make self-change. Insinuating that it's time for civil war in the state of California is not only wrong, it's dishonorable, and it lacks integrity, because there is a process in which we can repair representation. But your only goal is the state of Jefferson. Well, I'm telling you right now, if we were doing things correctly and we were pushing a constitutional amendment in the state via ballot referendum driven by the people, there'd be no need for the state of Jefferson. And to continue upon the path that you're on is ridiculous. You're robbing from old people. The majority of the money that comes into this movement is from the elderly in this state. You people know this. You men know that you're taking money from fixed income individuals to put into this movement. But you're not being honest with the information you're disseminating. That's wrong. That's wrong. You're hypocrites. And it needs to stop. It needs to stop. You need to stop robbing our elderly of every dime they have to fund your ridiculous, frivolous federal lawsuit. If you're not willing to do the things that I profess, and I know you guys aren't willing to do it because I've been ran out of the movement, because my voice doesn't match yours, then you just need to stop. And you need to get out of the way and let men like me that understand the process do something. And as far as New California goes, they're a freaking joke too. They're not doing anything but combating and having a pissing match with Terry Raposa, with Mark Baird, with the other county committees. There's a whole bunch of old folks in this state having a pissing match, and they ain't never going to fix nothing. It ain't going to get fixed without a constitutional amendment to the state of California Constitution, because 40 senators and 80 assemblymen are codified in the Constitution of the state of California. And then you're going to come in all these years later and argue on that Jefferson state of mind that the representation ratios are unconstitutional, because that Constitution was put in place to limit the Chinese voice in the state of California. This is just ridiculous. If you're going to fight it on a civil rights ground, we'll go right ahead. But you're not doing that. You're fighting that representation on a constitutional ground that we have lack of representation and dilution of vote. The only people who've diluted our vote have been we, the people of the state of California, because we haven't been strong enough to act. Well, it's time to stand up, and it's time to follow me, and it's time to be strong enough to act. It's time to call for a ballot initiative. It only takes 1 million signatures. If the state of Jefferson movement, New California movements, actually wanted to fix California, we could get enough signatures to qualify a ballot initiative to increase representation in the state of California to 2 senators per county and to 1 representative per approximately 50,000 people, up to 300 representatives, 60,000 up to 400, 70,000 up to 500. We could do it in the spirit of Articles of the First. But I don't think stopping it at 50,000 or 60,000 is the answer. Continuing that pattern is the answer. It keeps government small enough while at the same time growing government. It's the answer for California. It may not be the answer for the men in Redding or in Siskiyou County. But these men have shown themselves to be disingenuous, to lack honor, to lack integrity. This is proven by the fact that they won't compare apples to apples. They want to compare apples to oranges. And then they want to turn around and compare oranges to cherries. It doesn't work. And all they're doing is robbing the elderly of what little money they have by begging and pleading that these people send them money for the lawsuit. The lawsuit that, by the way, was never allowed to be adjudicated in state court, to the best of my knowledge. It's just ridiculous. You know, I got a whole page of notes just from this Sunday's Jefferson State of Mind radio program. We at Jefferson Liberty Radio, three of us were on the phone with Mr. Raposa when he told us that Articles of the First is a dead issue, that we don't need to be, as the state of Jefferson, pushing for federal representation, that the past 2 weeks he's discussed that very thing, federal representation, on his show. While I was pushed out of the movement because my views didn't coincide with his, he's sure talking about my views. He's sure bringing them up. But I won't get credit. We've been told that nobody's going to come into this movement. Give 6 months of their time, 6 months of their money, 6 months of their energy to step up, to drive people to the website, but to contradict and to have different ideas on how things need to happen and be allowed to stay or be allowed to conduct elections for delegates to the state of Jefferson Constitutional Convention. It's hypocritical behavior. It's unacceptable. But send your money. They need that money to fight the lawsuit. Nothing I have said today has been slanderous, unfactual. I cannot be held liable because my proof is in the man's very own radio show. Terry Raposa is not an individual in this matter. Mark Baird is not an individual in this matter. They are representing the state of Jefferson. While they'll claim to not be leaders of the movement, while they claim to be just people involved in the movement, they actually are political leaders. If you can contradict the governor of California, if you can call all state legislatures, all federal legislators, if you can call the president of the United States out by name on the actions they take, then Mark Baird, Terry Raposa are not protected. Not only that, I am a member of the media. I own a media company. I'm on social media recording this video. And I own a podcast that I am a co-host of. That makes me the media. So it's not slander. It's not liable. I can back up everything I'm saying. I've given you my sources in this video. While they'll want to sue me, they can try. They can do what they want. They can talk crap about me. They can tell you I'm wrong. They can tell you that I'm not giving you the right information. Do the research for yourself. You'll see it's out there. You can listen to the show, KNCR, 1460 AM, I believe. Go to the show archives. Listen to the show. Listen to the 25th of May, 2018 show. Listen to the previous week's show. Things I tell you aren't lies. We can't start a civil war in the state of California because a handful of men choose to back the wrong horse, to get into the wrong fight, and to insinuate that other people are summer soldiers after having had chased them people off. But if you follow me on social media, I won't lie to you. I'll tell you how I read the documents. I'll tell you how I view our rights. If you listen to my podcast, Jefferson Liberty Radio, I'll tell you the truth. My co-hosts will tell you the truth. Every partner I have at Forgotten Liberty Media will tell you the truth. We will not disseminate false information to you. And I will not allow someone else on our program to disseminate false information to you. If you want the truth, if you want to fix California, these are the things you need to do. You need to follow Jefferson Liberty Radio, Forgotten Liberty Media on Facebook. You need to subscribe to this YouTube channel. I will start making frequent videos. I've reached my limit. I will not let men of low integrity and very little honor talk about how they have high honor while they're ripping off our elderly, while they're disseminating information that's not false, but is not presented in a way that gives the whole picture, that compares apples to apples, or senators to senators, or assemblymen to House representatives. We can't have a double standard. Our numbers can't be off. And this movement has no intention of representing all Californians. The only intention they have is statehood for 23 counties. And at this point, as a man who has signed the support statement for the Stanislaus County to be included in that state, I'm publicly pulling my support. I know several others that would as well. Because we're not honest when we tell people what the movement's about. It's not about bringing representation to you. It's simply about pulling 23 counties away from California. And it won't be fixed there. I've seen the state of Jefferson proposed constitution. The representation formulas in there are known as the Baird method. It's a fucking joke. Excuse my language, but it's a joke. Smaller counties get some bogus mathematical equation to give them more representation because they'll never have the numbers. So they'll get a representative faster than a larger county. It's wrong, and representation should be based purely on number. I proposed a representation to the Stanislaus Concerned Citizens Board prior to even being a board member. Doubt it was ever forwarded to Jefferson because the leader of that organization is milquetoast. And the county committees are controlled by two men. And those two men are going to get exactly what they want. So Jefferson isn't for the people of the state of California. It's not for the people of the 23 counties. It's only for those men who profess to be doing something great for us. And they're nothing but hypocrites. They're nothing but liars. They're disrespectful because they expect you to believe their false comparisons, their inaccurate viewpoints. While Mr. Raposa will tell you to listen to Chris Ann Hall, that she is the preeminent educator on the Constitution of the United States, and I agree with that. She will also tell you, when you follow her show, listen to her podcast, The Chris Ann Hall Show. It's a wealth of information. Wealth of information. very smart woman whom I say, prior to even listening to her show, prior to even knowing about the woman, I was telling associates of mine the exact same things that she says in her show, the exact same interpretation I have and she has on the Constitution of the United States of America. And in the archives of her show, she'll tell you that our representation levels, our voting issues, our state issues, that the states should be able to adjudicate those. That adjudication of a representation issue on a state level in a federal court is in the wrong court. I wish I could tell you exactly what episode it was in, but it's there. I'm a commercial driver. I got all day to listen to the radio, all day to listen to podcasts, all day to do this, all day to do that. But my number one source for information when it comes to how our government should work is the State of California Constitution for state issues and the United States Constitution for federal issues. I'm not going to play around. I'm done being silent, and I'm done allowing these men to perpetrate a message on the people of the State of California that's incorrect, that steers them in the wrong direction, that absconds with their funds when 90% of the supporters sending money are on a fixed income. It's wrong. And I apologize to all those on a fixed income that have been swindled, because it's my job to have spoken up sooner, and it's my job to have stood up for you at an earlier time in my involvement. And for that, I apologize. But I will not sit idly by and allow these men to speak without telling you where they're wrong. We don't need a civil war. We don't need to petition the federal courts. We need to do what the founders of the State of California put in place for us to do. We need to do what the founders of the United States of America put in place for us to do. And we need to realize that constitutional conventions on the federal level, that ballot initiatives on the state level, that's the way we the people change the rules that our government plays by when our government becomes out of control. It's not through the courts. The courts have no power. The courts do not have the ability to tell 40 million people in the state of California how it's going to be. Or almost 370 some million people in the United States of America how it's supposed to be. The courts are branches of government, and they're hamstrung by our constitutions, being that they're part of the government. They're not going to give you the answer that you want. It's our job to change the Constitution. We're going on 30 minutes on this video. I know it's long. My next videos will address specific subjects. But I needed to get out today how these men are not being the men they want you to see them as. That they are disseminating information that's not 100% accurate. That they do want your money for a court case that's in the wrong jurisdiction. Judge Karen Mueller made the right choice. While we're all screwed equally, there's nothing for her to decide here. This is not a federal matter. and when it gets through the federal appeals process, regardless of what the attorneys say, regardless of what the named plaintiffs in the case say, it's not the right jurisdiction. And the courts cannot force the state legislature, the state executive branch, or the state courts to change the Constitution of the state of California. They're arguing a losing battle, and then they're going to continue professing that it's time for civil war. It's not, but it's time for these leaders to step aside. It's time for them to allow the people that will actually fix something, fix something. It's Memorial Day. I ask that you take a minute, reflect on those that we've lost in service to this country, because those men and women are the men and women who have made this video possible. Without our constitutions, without our protections in the First Amendment, without their fighting for this country so that those protections can stand, I wouldn't be able to be here on this video informing you today. Articles of the First is a real issue. We need to repair federal representation. We need to repair state representation. But we must be diligent, and we the people must do it. Coming up in June, there's a group of us, we're going to hold a meeting. We're going to speak on these issues. We're going to start the ball rolling to increase representation, the only constitutional way there is to do it in the state of California, via a ballot referendum, since the legislature won't. We're not only going to push for state representation increases, we're going to push for federal representation increases. I'm probably the only one in the 23 counties that Jefferson claims to represent who has spoken multiple times with my federal congressional member, my House of Representative member, Mr. Josh Harder in the California District 10. Bless his little heart, would like to add 12 senators to the state of California, but doesn't want to reapportion the House. I'm the guy doing it. Mr. Raposa's not doing it. Mr. Baird's not doing it. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Well, they beg you for your money. I'm not asking for your money. I'm asking for you to stand up as a Californian. I'm asking for you to fulfill your duty as a United States citizen and speak to your representatives to pressure them to make the change. Or when we release the ballot initiative signature gathering to support our agenda. I'm asking you to follow me on YouTube. I'm asking you to follow me on Twitter. At OMS Racing 32. I'm asking you to follow my podcast. It's Jefferson Liberty Radio. Subscribe. To follow my Facebook pages at Jefferson Liberty Radio, Forgotten Liberty Media. Drop your questions there. You want to know something? We'll answer you. We'll find out for you. But get engaged. Be part of the solution, and it doesn't take money. And it doesn't take attendance at meetings. It doesn't take one night of your life every week. It doesn't take two nights a month. Hope you all have a wonderful Memorial Day. Hope you spend time with your families and reflect on the men and women who've given it all for this country. to allow us to communicate in this manner. And check out my sources. Listen to those shows. And make your own decisions. Read the constitutions and make your own decisions. Because it's not about being led, it's about leading. You hold the power. Individuals hold the power. And together, we all control the outcome. Have a great day.